The World at One. This is Martha Carney with 45 minutes of news and comment. It's just been announced this lunchtime that Michael Bond, the creator of Paddington, has died. He was 91. In an interview from Desert Island Discs in 1976, Michael Bond told Roy Plumley about how he first got into children's writing.
I happened to write a play one day about a small boy who became radioactive, and he thought it would make a very good children's play. And that really triggered off in my mind the thought of writing for children. So I did one or two television plays in the days when the BBC television did live-action children's television plays. And then eventually, by accident, wrote my first children's book, which was A Bear Called Paddington.
Now, how and where was Paddington Bear born?
Well, it's quite by accident. I think many things in life happen by chance, and I happened to miss a bus, and I went into a London shop and came across this bear who'd been left on the shelf, so I bought it.
Why Paddington?
Because I was living near Paddington at the time.
I see. And in fact, he's from Peru.
Yes, from Darkest Peru. In fact, when I wrote the first book, I put that he was from Darkest Africa, and my agent wrote back to me and said, well, he liked the book, but P.S. there aren't any bears in Africa, so I had to go and do some research in a local library.
Now, Paddington always wears a duffel coat.
That's right, a duffel coat and a hat, and he's never without his suitcase, which has a secret compartment where he keeps all his important papers and so on in.
Of course.
Yes.
And he lives with a human family?
He lives with a family called the Browns in Notting Hill Gate in London. He leads quite a very pleasant life, I think. It's sort of, although he's a very contemporary bear, I mean, he gets involved in present-day things like launderettes and so on. He is also a slightly pre-war existence. I suppose I draw on my own memories of life before the war, when the Muffin Man used to come around on Sundays and so on. So he goes back to quite a pleasant, safe world. It's a world of unvandalised telephone kiosks and so on.
He gets into a lot of trouble.
Yes. I think basically he's a small man up against life's problems, and he's a little like someone once described him as the Harry Worth of the animal world. I mean, the audience can see it's going to happen, and half the audience want to shout out stop, and the other half want him to carry on to see how he gets out of his problem.
Oh, we all love that label, please take care of this bear. The lovely Michael Bond, who's died at the age of 91.
Mr and Mrs Brown first met Paddington on a railway station, which was how he came to have such an unusual name for a bear. They were waiting for their daughter Judy when Mr Brown caught sight of him sitting on an old suitcase behind a pile of mail bags. As they drew near, he stood up and politely raised his hat. Good afternoon, he said. Can I help you? Well, no, said Mr Brown. We were wondering if we could help you. You're a very small bear, said Mrs Brown. Where are you from? Darkest Peru, said the bear. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway. I came all the way in a lifeboat, and I ate marmalade. Bears like marmalade. I used to live with my Aunt Lucy, but she had to go into a home for retired bears, so I emigrated. Oh. Aunt Lucy always said she wanted me to emigrate when I was old enough, but now that I have, I'm not quite sure what to do next. As he bent down, the Browns caught sight of a label round his neck. It said, "Please look after this bear, thank you." It was the kind of label you couldn't possibly ignore, and in no time at all, things began to happen. Mrs. Brown thought of a name for him. Paddington. And while she went off to look for Judy, Mr. Brown was put in charge of ordering some refreshments. Paddington. Paddington. Come along, Paddington, said Mr. Brown. I expect you're hungry after your long journey. I am, said Paddington. Very. Paddington had never been taken out to tea before, and he was very excited. I don't suppose there are many bears who've been inside a buffet, Mr. Brown, he exclaimed. No, said Mr. Brown. Especially one with buns.